I know I'm supposed to be more like Jesus, but I don't even know what he looks like.
Being more like Jesus is about acting like him, not looking like him. Guess what? You are listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, and I'm Zach. Come on in and we'll get started. Hey, do you like to do puzzles? If you do, then you know how important it is to look at the picture on the box so that you know where the pieces go. Our lives are kind of like puzzles, too. We use the picture of Jesus from the Bible so that we can be more like him. Now, that doesn't mean we look like him, of course. It means we should act like him, you know, like by being forgiving and speaking the truth in love. 2 Corinthians 3:18 is a great reminder. It says, "And the Lord makes us more and more like Jesus as we are changed into his glorious image." So let's listen to our story. It's called The Jigsaw Puzzle. "Look at all the pieces," exclaimed little Ryan when his brother and sister opened a puzzle box. "I want to help." He began turning puzzle pieces right side up and looking for where they went. "Stop that," said Penny, elbowing Ryan out of the way when he tried to add a piece to the section she was working on. "That white piece doesn't go here. I'm working on the blue lake." "It doesn't go here either," Levi said a minute later. "Your piece is part of the white house, not these green trees."
"But where does the house go?" asked Ryan.
"The picture on the box shows what the finished puzzle will look like," said Mom. "The white house is in this top corner," she pointed. "Let's find more of the white pieces." Soon, Ryan was looking back and forth from the picture on the box to the puzzle on the table and picking up pieces.
"The puzzle is getting more and more like the picture," Ryan said after several pieces had been put in place.
"That reminds me of what the Bible says about us," said Mom. "Christians grow to be more and more like Jesus."
"But we don't have a picture of Jesus to look at," Penny said.
"We don't know what he looked like physically," Mom replied. "But the Bible isn't talking about his physical appearance. It's talking about his character and heart. The Holy Spirit helps us love the things Jesus loves and share his attitudes and desires. And we do have a picture of him that shows those things."
Levi looked up. "I heard somebody say that the Bible gives us a picture of Jesus."
"Yeah," said Penny. "It tells us all about him."
"For example?" asked Mom.
"He is holy because he is God," said Levi.
"He loves us and he's kind and patient," Penny said.
"And," she looked at little Ryan,
"he wouldn't elbow people out of the way."
He'd help them," declared Ryan. He held up a puzzle piece and grinned.
"Mommy helped me find this, and I looked at the picture, and here's where it goes," he said happily, fitting the piece into the puzzle.
So how about you? Are you growing to be more and more like Jesus? The Bible tells you what he is like. It's a picture of the love he has for us. You can read it for yourself. You can listen to Bible stories, and you can pay attention in church. When you read and hear about Jesus and what he's like, think about how he would act in your situation. Follow his example and trust God to help you grow to be more like him as you show his love to others. Our key verse is found in the New Testament book of 2 Corinthians 3:18.
"And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Jesus, as we are changed in his glorious image."
And our key thought for the day, follow Jesus' example. When you join the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program, you could win an Echo Dot, Kindle Fire, or Keys for Kids Storyteller. Go to wordwithzach.org to activate your name. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.